You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really. What's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. So, do you have a paw casa in your house? You know what I'm talking about. I can't believe it. On the Greatest American Dog Show, the latest episode, they had the dogs become artists, painting with brushes, sponges, you know, oh my gosh. This is not paint by numbers. This was trying to bring the most creativity out of both the contestant and their dog. But we're going to continue this fun show right after we take this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Flight 291 is now boarded. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. On our show today is Laura Nativo, and she has a very awesome dog named Preston. And they were the latest, quote, expelled from the Canine Academy. But that's okay, because she is a delight. Her dog's a delight, and we're very happy that you're on our show, Laura.
Oh, my gosh, Arden, I'm so happy to be chatting with you. Thank you so much. That introduction was just amazing. I have to record that.
Okay, well, go ahead. Tell your friends and your... Laura, how in the heck did you get on the Greatest American Dog Show? I mean, you know, it's a new concept. There are 74 million dogs out there in America.
Oh my gosh.
So to be one of the 12 is quite an honor. But give our listeners a little background on how you landed on the show.
Oh, it was amazing. Best experience of my life. And yeah, I mean, to be considered one of the 12, you know, there are a lot of great American dogs, so I can't say it's just them, but to actually have been chosen for this was such an honor. We had, interestingly, my best girlfriend Rosie's husband was a dog walker in Australia. He had a dog walking website from about 5 years ago that the producers found saying, do you know anyone under 30 that has a small dog that's well behaved, that knows a lot of tricks? So I got a call from New York, and my best friend said, if you don't do this, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. This is one of those experiences that you just have to go forward, no regrets, and you know, we're so happy that we had that experience.
Well, I know that's the friend of the friend of the friend, but you know what? Networking is what it's all about. I mean, on the computer, there's LinkedIn, there's Best Pals. I mean, my gosh, you know, I think this is a good thing. But your dog, even though Preston is a Pomeranian, and I have to confess, my sister had a Pomeranian named Foxy that looked like a hairy ottoman or an coated tick. So I was very happy to see that Preston is in wonderful shape. But Preston is kind of a unique coloring for a Pomeranian.
Are you talking about his colored mohawk or his super white
Both.
Fur?
I was going to let you kind of divulge that to the
Preston, you know, Pomeranians come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors. They're an incredible breed of really loyal. They have so much potential to learn, and they unfortunately get a bad rap for being kind of yappy little airheads, as I know someone called them, but they're amazing dogs if you put the time in, and they just want to please you. So Preston is an all-white Pom, which is pretty common, except he's got a pink nose, which would not do him well in any AKC trial. But he has a mohawk just because he was always doing modeling assignments where they would put him in a dress and they would Photoshop out his maleness.
Yeah.
So I felt
Don't
so bad that my poor dog,
business.
Everyone was always calling him a little girl and saying, oh, she's so pretty. So I thought, what can I do to make him as tough and as manly and masculine as possible? And the mohawk was kind of a silly joke that has just stuck with us. And now we put silly colors in it, and it's not something that I wake up every morning and do. But for Halloween and when you're on TV and photo shoots, I mean, it's just kind of fun to kind of give him a little bit of an edge.
You're very bonded with Preston, and I'm an animal behaviorist, and I can tell you, he loves the look. He loves the look. I mean, that's the key, right? You got to make sure that your dog isn't going, oh no, I'm looking silly, please hide me. No, Preston struts. He's
absolutely. He has so much confidence. He's the happiest little dog, and it doesn't really matter what his haircut is. Sometimes it's mohawk, sometimes it's the lion cut. For me, it's all about comfort and cleanliness. Preston has a very active lifestyle. We're constantly, every day, you know, we're taking hikes, we're going to the park, we're going to the beach. He's always out and about, and so I know for some small dog owners, there's a bit of a debate, you know, should you or shouldn't you shave your dog, and we don't shave it down to his skin. When he's out in the sunlight, like, we have a cooling jacket on him, or we have sunscreen. We always make sure to protect his nose, and I think people need to understand what's best for their particular breed, and just be responsible. You know, if Preston's out and it's hot, you know, he's in sunlight very limited time, and if it's cold, then he's got a coat on, and other than that, you know, we try to do what's most comfortable for him, so.
Laura, that's really good advice. I wanted to ask you, on the show, my favorite episode was a couple episodes ago when the dogs had to go across a skinny little catwalk, if you will, you and not splash in the mud. What did you think about what happened with Preston?
Oh my gosh, I loved that day. What they didn't show is afterwards we had a giant mud fight and Bill and I were playing mud toss.
Oh, really?
Bill, Travis, and I were just playing in the mud. We had so much fun like little kids. I liked that challenge because I thought it was interesting to see, you know, these dogs, the courage that they could have to go across the little beam. But the funny thing was, before we actually shot the quote-unquote challenge, they had us practicing on smaller beams that had a different dimension. And so Preston, when it came time for the practice, he was rocking. I was like, wow, we're getting the bone sweep tonight because he was just sliding across the balance beam. But when it came time to do the actual competition, the size of it. It went from being sort of a bigger beam to narrowing, and I think that it threw off their depth perception. And the first time out, he fell off, but as soon as, you know, the camera stopped rolling and he was allowed to play, he was flying across it then. So it's just interesting to see all of these little dogs, how quickly they can learn something new, and in such a short period of time. I mean, all the dogs on the show are amazing, so we had fun challenging them and playing with them.
Well, what's up next for you, Laura, and your cool dog, Preston?
Preston Casanova, he's putting together a new website called PrestonsPlanet.com, and we're trying to get some amazing dogs in LA and then hopefully all over the country. We want to take therapy dog work to another level. We have a lot of friends that have studio animals, friends that are celebrity dogs, and friends that have pets. You know, they might be teachers or real estate agents, and they still have these amazing dogs. So I want to put together a team, Preston's dream team, shall we say, the Podtastics. I don't know. We have to come up with a name for it.
You better trademark Podtastics right now.
Podtastics. I want to put together a dream team of amazing dogs to go and take therapy dog work to another level, go and do exhibitions and help to educate people and how to better train their dog. And there's so much that these dogs can give back. So we really want to travel the country and see what good we can do from this, hopefully.
Laura, I hope that when you do get this all organized that you come back on the show, because we definitely want to tout the talents of you and Preston, and especially the fact that, you know, there's an amazing bond between people and pets and a healing power.
And, absolutely.
I like which direction you're going, so that's great. I wanted to ask you, without giving away the ending, who are you rooting for on the show now? There's six.
Who am I rooting for? Everyone asks, and I think America would probably agree with me that Bill and Star are amazing. Star is a therapy dog. She's an agility dog. She's saved her mom's life. Really, like, how can you argue that there's any dog who would be more incredible than that? And then there's Leroy, who recycles and plays the piano and paints, and knows even more than Preston does, which Preston's a pretty smart little guy. But those are my two favorites that are left, although all of the dogs are... Well, most of the dogs are amazing.
Yeah, that's great. We're listening to Laura Nativo, and she had Preston, a white Pomeranian with sometimes a mohawk, sometimes a lion cut, but always a talented dog. I guess he knows more than 100 words and phrases in both English and Spanish. If you do the hand language, he could be trilingual.
Well, that's what's funny. You know, as a canine behaviorist, you know, if you mark their behavior with both a hand and a verbal signal, it's really easy to change the verbal. So my girlfriend, she was laughing and saying we should start teaching Preston French next, which I think I have to learn French first, and then maybe some of the listeners can help me.
Mais oui, mon ami. That's it for my high school. Is there a special trick that Preston does that we can share before we have to bid you adieu? See, I took another French. Oh, my gosh. I did French again.
You're good. Do you want me to try again to say hi to you guys?
Sure.
Preston, come here. Wake up. You want to let them speak? He just woke up from a nap, so I don't know. He's a little bit, like, groggy. Where am I, mother? Preston, speak. Say hi. Speak. No? Speak. Can you sneeze? I do. Oh, did you hear that? Sneeze.
Yeah.
Speak. Louder.
All right.
Hey, guys. Speak. Louder. What? I don't think they can hear you. There you go. Good boy. He's like, oh, sorry, guys. I'm just waking up here. He's under the desk. And he's having a good morning. So I hope that everyone else, you know, learns. I hope if everyone watching at least learns from the show, you know, there's so much potential that our animals have. And if it just takes a little bit of time and love, and you guys can all have dogs like Preston.
Well, I think if I was an interpreter, I think he says, I love Obehave on Pet Life Radio. Tune in.
That's what I was going to say.
Turn
it every day, every week. How often does your show come on?
Every week. Just go to PetLifeRadio.com, and it's like TiVo for the ears, Laura Nativo. See, there you go.
That's amazing. Well, we will link you guys up with PrestonsPlanet.com and tell all of Preston's podcastic pals to tune in.
And I also have a website, ardenmore.com. I'm on a 23-city national book tour right now, so I'm sort of in many zip codes myself. I've just finished my 20th pet book, so I would love to link with Preston's website. So just go to ardenmore.com or send me an email, and I definitely will shout out to everybody about Preston.
I will. I hope to meet you at some animal event. I would love to. And I'm going to go and check out your 20 books. It's going to be good reading material while we're traveling.
All right. Well, Laura, thank you again for being on the show. And big paws up to Preston. Laura, Nativo, and Preston were on the Greatest American Dog Show. They made it through, what, 5-6 episodes, I think?
Six episodes.
That's awesome. There's only
my
six
dog.
Left. So you did
thank you
very,
so much.
Very well. And they're going to start a new therapy program. You're going to have to check out Preston's website, which you said is going to be called?
PrestonsPlanet.com, coming soon. You can go to it and sign up for the newsletter, and we'll let you know when it launches.
All right. Well, again, it's a delight for you to be on the show, and we definitely have to stay in touch.
We certainly will, and I look forward to meeting you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Okay, listeners, we're not done yet. Our next guest on the show is Dr. Jill Richardson. She's a veterinarian, the resident vet for Zoo2.com. This gal knows everything about toxicology, and she also knows about good do's and don'ts when it comes to dressing up your dog in the summer or the winter. And we're going to listen to Dr. Jill Richardson right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat.
Do you have a cool cat in the house?
Well, of course I do.
Got a camera? Then take a quick pic of your cool cat and enter the Pet Life Radio Cool Cat Contest. Pet Life Radio is partnering with Morris and Nine Lives to give you the chance to win a really cool cat care kit. Get a Nine Lives Play and Scratch Play Post, Nine Lives Woolly Cat Bed, Nine Lives Food Bowl, Morris Play Spinners, and much, much more. You'll also get an autographed copy of pet edutainer Arden Moore's new book, Happy Cat, Happy You.
That.
Everybody gets a chance to vote, and the top five coolest cats win an awesome cool cat care kit from Pet Life Radio and Nine Lives. To enter, just go to the PetLifeRadio.com website or CoolCatContest.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
To dress or not to dress your dog? That seems to be the latest canine quandary. Here to present the bare facts on this debate is Dr. Jill Richardson. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jill.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show. I love your show. It's amazing.
It seems like this is a good segue. We've been having the contestants from The Greatest American Dog Show from CBS on our show each week after each one of them gets expelled from Canine Academy. And there are some dogs on the show that are really, really dressed up to the nines and others that just have the basic collar. But I wanted to get from your perspective as a veterinarian some of the concerns or cautions that you could share with our listeners about this clothing debate for canines.
Okay, I'd love to. The first thing that comes to my mind is we have a bulldog here at work named Tank, and he was just in a fashion show last Friday.
And oh, really?
You know, yes, and he was the preppy. He wore a pink polo shirt with a striped over top of it. It was really cute, and he did a great job. Now, it is warm right now, and short-nosed dogs like a bulldog or a Boston Terrier, they're very prone to overheating. So when he was on the show, we made sure he had plenty of, you know, he had fans around to keep him cool. You probably wouldn't want to dress your bulldog in the summer because they can overheat so easily. In the wintertime, it's not going to be as much of a problem, but you want to make sure that you're not putting on something really heavy on your pets, especially in the warm weather.
Okay, and is there some signs that we can be looking for that show that our dogs are getting overheated?
Yeah, if he would have gotten overheated, he would have been panting. They act a little bit confused or dazed when they get overheated. They get very nervous. They're looking around for something. He always looks around for water bottles anyway, but they're looking around for something. And if they get too overheated, I mean, for instance, if you leave your pet in the car, or you leave your pet outside in an area they can't get away from the direct sun, it can be deadly. They're temperature can go up sky high, and it could be fatal. But with pet fashion, it's more of an uncomfortable type feeling where the pet is very uncomfortable.
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams after graduating from vet school that you would become an expert in pet fashion as well as toxicology?
Yes, that's the reason why I went to vet school. I knew that I had a career dressing bulldogs for fashion shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I could just see it on the resume, too. But, you know, you do have a pretty good range as a veterinarian. You, listener, she's one of the top experts in the field of toxicology. She used to work at the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center. She was the one that saved your doggie's life. Now she goes all over the country. She helps people and their pets, helps shelters. I mean, we've got a couple events we're going to be doing together in New York, and including one, a little bit of a fashion book signing. And so I just hope maybe share some details with our listeners.
On August 26th, speaking of fashion, we're having the Happy Yappy Hour at Prima Dog, and it's a fashion-y store for dogs. It has treats. It even has a little bit of some things for cats, too. But if you're into fashion, you definitely want to go to that store. It's on 59th Street between 1st and 2nd. And the legendary Arden Moore will be signing her book there. So you can come by, and we'll have Paul Tazers and some, water out of the toilet bowl. It's going to be a great time.
Great. I'm going to do that sober?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I think we all are. No alcohol around our pets. You shouldn't pet and drive and drink.
That's right. Hey, when we're talking about whether to dress up or not our pets, are there some signs that we should look for, or how do we kind of introduce them to the world of fashion and how to be, a diva dog?
Yeah, well, some dogs are natural divas. Ada, for instance, from Prima Dog, her dogs wear sunglasses, sombreros, ponchos. I mean, they go all out every day. I mean, they are elegant. They're models for Polo Ralph Lauren. They've been on Vanity Fair. So those dogs is old hat. But if you have a new dog who's never dressed up before, you want to take it slow. You want to be real easy with them. Especially if you have a dog who's very skittish. So you want to make sure you take your time with them. Maybe try out a fancy collar first and see how they do. You don't want to just jump on board and put, head to toe outfit, boots and a rubber coat or whatever. You want to take it very slow and try it very slowly. If you have a pet that's very stressed out easily, then you probably just want to stick with a fancy collar rather than the whole kit and caboodle. But some people actually dress up their cats too. you can believe that. But again, you know, you have an animal who may be a little bit stressed out, so you want to try it slow and see how they go.
Yeah, I stick with bandanas for Chipper and Cleo, and my cats say the collar is just fine. We have such a beautiful look. Yeah. We don't need any much more than that. But, you know, in addition,
there's some really cute cat collars out there now. They have
ones that are. I got to Callie when we had to do. We went to New York City with my cat Callie, the Calico, original name, of course. I got her a new collar. It was black collar with fake diamonds, so she had to look like the black bling, you know. So when she goes to the Big Apple, she seemed to appreciate it.
Oh, fake diamonds! Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, though, you do have some concerns about things that are attachments onto clothing.
Yeah, you want to be careful. Most dog clothing that I've seen lately is just mainly has a Velcro attachment. But some people get very elaborate. So if there are things like buttons or baubles, you want to be concerned because, number one, it could potentially cause an obstruction if it's swallowed. If it's pretty big and the pet is small, you know, it could get lodged in an intestinal tract somewhere and have to be surgically removed. And then, of course, with my poison background or toxicology background, I always worry about you know, potential toxic hazards. And one of the most common problems you have with buttons would be there's some metallic buttons that contain zinc, and high levels of zinc can be very dangerous to pets. And even one, you know, zinc item could, you know, potentially cause pretty severe signs. Zinc is also found in high concentration in pennies too. So you want to make sure if you have pets, pick up your pennies. You don't want your dog or cat to eat even one of those.
You know, that makes sense, but I'm not meaning to be a pun. What about the sizing up your pet? I mean, I have a 60-pound dog and a 12-pound dog. How in the heck do you go and find, or how do you fit a dog for or a cat for the right fit for their clothing?
Interesting you said this, because I had to go, we had to measure Tank, the bulldog, before we got his outfit, and he's a square. He's practically a square. Whenever you're getting ready to dress your pet, you can, if you bring your pet to the store, some pet stores will let you try the clothing on, but if not, you want to measure your pet around the neck, down the back, and around their widest part of their girth. And you can take those measurements in when you're trying to see what, you know, what will actually fit your pet. And you want to make sure you don't pick something that's too tight. It can be very uncomfortable, or something that's too loose. If it's too loose, your pet could trip over it. One of the problems we had with Tank was he was supposed to wear a tuxedo on his fashion show, but his, you know, bulldogs have little tiny arms, and the tuxedo's arms were so long that he, you know, just wasn't safe for him to wear it.
Yeah.
So we chose a short sleeve polo shirt for him instead, and he was much safer.
He looked really good. This was on the Mike and Juliet show a week ago, and I was blown away. I was traveling on the book tour, and I got to tune in, and every one of those dogs, and there was a cat too there, they all seemed to be enjoying their look.
They all had a great time. We had real zoo tours on there with their real pets, and they, you know, we had to pick coordinating outfits and everything, and everybody had such a great time, and they looked like they were professional models.
I want to thank my guest, Dr. Jill Richardson, and my earlier guest, Laura Nativo, and her dog, Preston, the contestants from The Greatest American Dog Show. I also want to thank my producer, because he's trying to make sure this show can air despite the nice hurricane winds in Florida. Be safe. We're listening to Dr. Jill Richardson, the resident vet from ZooToo.com, and I'm very happy that everybody is dressing up their dogs. When they are, they're doing it smartly. Please pay attention to the tips that Dr. Jill has offered. Also, we also on Pet Life Radio have a cool cat contest that's being sponsored by Morris and Nine Lives. You'll have to go to PetLifeRadio.com and check it out. There's going to be some very good goodies for the winning felines, including some autographed copies of my book, Happy Cat, Happy You. If you have any ideas for shows, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us or take our Pet Life Radio survey. It's really easy. Just go to PetLifeRadio.com on the homepage, and we'll usher you right there. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave! With your groovy host,
pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.